Welcome to your Sunday, March 31st, 2024 edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, courtesy of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest scoop from the thriving world of finance, superannuation, and insurance right here in Australia. We kick off today with news from Vanguard Australia as they lead the charge in reducing the financial barrier for investors. They've slashed the management fee for their Australian Government Bond Index ETF down to an impressive 0.16% per annum, a significant saving of 0.4%. This reduction reaffirms Vanguard's policy of frequent fee reductions, with now over 40 cuts made in just the past decade. As the Reserve Bank of Australia maintains steady interest rates, their move opens the door for investors to diversify and secure stable income in an increasingly stable market. Moving on to superannuation news, the Financial Services Council, or FSC, is moving the industry and government towards cutting down red tape. The FSC is championing reforms to streamline the costs associated with obtaining superannuation advice. Their goal is to make financial advice more accessible for Australians by eradicating the need for concurrent approval from both an advisor and trustee for advice fees. The FSC believes this step is necessary to ease the burden of compliance costs and make financial counsel affordable and within reach for more Australians. Our attention now turns to the insurance arena, seeing a surge in the use of artificial intelligence. Australian insurers are betting big on AI to expedite claims and improve customer service. Bots are being deployed and advanced systems are under implementation by 90% of insurers, aiming to expedite claims resolution. Usage of AI is not limited to customer service, but extends to risk assessment and claims processing as well, surpassing the global average. As we rely more on technology, the industry is eagerly seeking to leverage AI to build strong insurer-policyholder relationships. Finally, in regulatory news, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, known as APRA, is making strides towards fortifying the financial resilience of our economy. An extensive financial resilience assessment has been slated for next year. This meticulous year-long stress test will evaluate how our financial system would bear the brunt of unforeseen incidents. The APRA is determined to bolster our nation's financial infrastructure by simulating various scenarios. The results will aid in crafting sturdier crisis management frameworks and prepare financial institutions to better handle economic and environmental shocks. That brings us to the end of this Sunday's Daily Wrap. Head over to financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estrotori, and I'll be back with more from the financial services sector. Have a great day, Australia.